Blog Talk Radio.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, get me Jesus, give me
Well, good afternoon or good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie. It is December 13th, 7 p.m. I'm afraid the computer did the same thing tonight that it's been doing just about the time the program logged on or the program started. It kicked me off the computer again. So I'm back on my phone again tonight. I guess I'm going to have to ask Randy about this, what's going on, because it's doing it pretty well. It's done it the last three or four times in a row. But thanks to all of y'all for waiting and for being patient when the program starts and you're not hearing anything and all that and not just hanging up. But thank you for waiting. But I hope y'all have had a blessed week. It's been a busy week with us trying to get remodeling done in this house and trying to get things moved to the new property and trying to coordinate all of this and a lot going on. But anyhow, I'm going to wish everyone Merry Christmas, too. We're, a couple of weeks from it now. So anyhow, I hope you all are blessed. I was going to tell you a little story, something that was on my heart today. Actually, the Lord just, really dropped it in my heart when it happened today. We've got about 16 acres here, and we've got some kitties. My husband just loves kitties, and I like kitties too, but he loves kitties. Anyhow, we've got several, some that stay outside, a couple that stay inside, but in all the remodeling we've had going, we've got one kitty. He likes to live in the garage. He loves the dogs. But with the remodeling that we had going on outside, exterior part got finished, he got really scared, about having people out there. He was really nervous about it. So we would let him come in when the carpenter showed up. We'd let him come in, and he's not liked by the kitties that live inside. We've got one little female kitty, and she's not very big, but she just will slap him and harass him and chase him through the house, and he's scared the death of her. So there's a place in our dining room where we've got a big old cabinet that's got a big wide top, and we don't really eat in the dining room. We eat in the kitchen. But anyhow, I put him a little bed up there and set him up there, and he gets up there on top of that cabinet where she doesn't see him up there, and there he hides. And anyhow, they had finished the outside, and then the last couple of days we've started some of the work on the inside in the back of the house. So he had been real comfortable outside, and when he saw people pull up a couple of days ago, he was like, oh, let me in, let me hide. So I let him in, and he had been hiding on the cabinet, during the daytime and then going back out later. But this morning, he had been in overnight, and he wanted outside, and so I got him. I was like, okay, you got to go outside because, you got to go potty and stuff like that. If he tries to get in the litter pan, the little female cat slaps the litter pan and attacks him. So I was like, okay, you got to go outside. Well, my husband was down at one of the old barns working on the barn and banging on the tin and stuff like that. And so he went out. He was so scared. He heard all that banging, and he immediately wanted back in. And I was like, no, you got to stay out a few minutes, son, and, just deal with it because you got to be out long enough to go potty and all that kind of stuff. Here in a few minutes, I'll let you back in. You can hide. And I just shut the door, hoping he would go do his business and such. And my husband be down there, just got tin banging and banging on stuff and hammering and such as that. And I waited a few minutes, and then finally I heard him meowing at the door, like, please let me in. So I let him in, and I set him up there, and he was like, no, I want to hide in the cabinets, and the poor little guy just trying to find some place that he felt secure. He was like, there's been strangers in the house, strangers outside the house, strangers in the house, other strange noises, and I'm being attacked by by that little female kitty. She's so mean. She's not big as a minute, but he's scared of her. And he was like, you know, I'm being attacked by other kitties, and I don't know where I'm safe, and I don't know where I belong, and I'm displaced from the garage where I normally like to stay. That's normally my comfort zone. And poor little guy, I felt bad for him. But anyhow, I had let him back in, and I sat down at the bar, you know, in the kitchen. We have a bar with some little stools and stuff, little chairs. And so he came in there, and he jumped up on the counter, and I reached and snuggled him up. And he was just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And I was like, Waylon, I said, hon, I've got you. I've got you. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I'm not going to let anything hurt you. I've got you. You're okay. You're okay. You're safe. And I so instantly heard the Lord in my heart say, that's the same thing that I tell you and others. You're safe. I've got you. I've got you. I'm not going to let anything hurt you. I've got you. You're mine. And it just filled my heart. But, you know, that's exactly how we are sometimes. Those things that make us feel so insecure. Maybe we're being attacked by others. Maybe we're all alone. You know, maybe you feel like there's nobody on your side at times. And we do feel like that at times. I have times I feel like that. Strange things and, you know, hearing strange things. I mean, goodness, what strange things don't we hear on the news nowadays? Strange things going on in our country, you know, that causes, you know, concerns and, you know, where is our country headed and things like that. You know, sickness and all of the things that are going on that we go through those times that we're like, where is my safe place? Where can I go? Where can I be that I feel secure? That I feel kept? That I know that everything is going to be all right? And, you know, the Lord is there with us. And he's saying, I've got you. I've got you. I'm not going to let anything get you. I'm not going to let anything harm you. I've got you. And I have a scripture here, John 10:28-30. The Lord says, I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than them all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and Father are one. It says in Romans 8:31-39, what can we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who will then condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. I believe that was the New Living. Let's see. It's not the NIV. Anyhow, I loved how it said that, pleading for us. I know many, many translations say interceding for us, and both are correct. It says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loves us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You know, that scripture, it lets us know we will and we do go through things in life and in this earth. And I think sometimes, well, I think everybody hopes that they won't have to go through any really hard things. But honestly, we do. You know, Christ, you know, he said that we're not greater than the Master. The Lord went through hardship. The word says that he learned obedience to the things he suffered. But the part that is so reassuring is that no matter what happens in life, that we belong to him, and nothing can take us away from him. Nothing can snatch us out of his hand. You know, and if this whole earth burns up or blows up or anything else, we're going to be with the Lord. We have that assurance. You know, there's been a couple of times in my life, and I honestly don't know how to describe it, y'all, that, and it, both times it was when I woke up one morning. Both of these happened several years ago. Not a lot of years ago, but several years ago. That it was like the Lord would just open my heart to the truth of heaven in some things. There were two different instances, two different revelations. The first time I woke up and it was like the understanding was there of the blood of Jesus where healing was concerned, that of our victory over the enemy, of how that even if the enemy afflicted us, it couldn't stay because the blood of Jesus had already paid for it. And it was like, but it's already done. It's already done. And I cannot describe it, but it was like everything in me understood that concept. It was revelation. It was just open. And it only lasted a few minutes, to be honest. But it was that thing of like, well, even if the enemy attacked you, so what? Because the blood of Jesus is already taken care of, and you're healed. You're healed. And it was an awesome experience. I don't know why the Lord did it, but it was like he let me look behind the veil for a little while. The other one, and it was a few years after that, and it was the more recent. Even there, I'm going to say it was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. But I woke up one morning, and it was that absolute feeling, really like a child would have, of I don't have a care in the world because God has me. It was that feeling of total security, totally kept, totally wrapped up in the love and protection and arms of Father God. And I'll be honest, I woke up and I felt that. And, of course, I can't even relate it and make you understand it because it was a supernatural thing. But I literally laid there and just cuddled up where I was and laughed. I laughed because I could feel that keeping power, the love of God, like I'm totally safe. I'm totally secure. I'm totally loved, and my Father has me in his arms. It was the most splendid, wonderful feeling. There again, it lasted, you know, 30 minutes or an hour, whatever it was, and then it left. I don't know why. I'm always like, Lord, I want it back. I want that back. But it was a beautiful gift from the Lord to let me experience that. And I pray and I believe with all my heart that's what we'll feel like when we're with the Lord, just that, well, you know we will, complete, just I am a child of God. And he's got me wrapped up in his love, and I am completely 1,000% secure in him. And I don't have a worry or a concern in the world because he's got me. He's got me. I wish I could reach and grab that experience again, that I could relive it all over with, and I wish I could share it with all of y'all too. It was amazing. God is so good. And sometimes I think he lets us just see behind the veil, or lets us experience those heavenly feelings, those heavenly revelations. And I pray that we get that here on earth. But for whatever reason he did it, it was awesome and tremendous. I want to stop you guys. I know this is a very familiar psalm, all of y'all. It's a psalm, but I've actually got it framed, and I keep it in the music room. We'll have a different music room when we move. But there's been many times when things were going on in my life and going on around me that I would read this psalm, the 91st psalm, and I'm like, God, I want to stay in that secret place. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. And this is where most of the time when I would read it, I would insert my own name. And I suggest for you, all of you too, because Jeannie has set her love upon me, therefore will I deliver her. I will set her on high because she has known my name. She shall call upon me, and I will answer her. I will be with her in trouble. I will deliver her and honor her. With long life will I satisfy her and show Jeannie my salvation. And I pray that when you speak that scripture over yourself, when you read it out loud, that you'll put your own name in there. And know that we have a Father that loves us, a Savior that loves us so much. And just like that kitty when he was so scared and he doesn't understand ever all of this that's going on around him. And I swooped him up in my arms and I said, you're okay, buddy. I've got you. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. But Father God is saying the same thing to us tonight and every other night, that nothing can snatch us out of his hand. He loves us so very much. I'm going to see. I've got several callers here. I wrote down the first few that had called in early, so I need to write these others down right quick. Let me see if this will play. Hold on. All right, amen. Oh, amen. That little song is called Peace. Well, thank you, Lord, tonight for each and every caller, Father. I just speak a blessing over their lives. And, Lord, we just speak breakthrough. Lord, I speak peace over each and every life and the security of God, Lord. Father, I thank you for preparing the hearts to receive. And, Lord, I just speak, Lord, that just the word of the Lord, Lord, and your word says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Father, I'm looking to you to fill my mouth tonight with encouragement for these precious people tonight. And I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my first caller is 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for waiting and holding so long. Anything precious going on in your life you want to share with us tonight, a great testimony, or you're just needing some prayer tonight?
Just prayer tonight.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your heart of comfort for her, Lord, your heart to encourage her, Lord. Father, those times, just those times that maybe she feels a little weary, those times that that the steps may seem a little hard, that even though we're moving forward and we're moving with God, sometimes the steps get hard. I know with myself, I have some knee issues and stuff, and so when I get out trying to do a lot of walking around the farm, after a little while, it gets a little hard. You know, there'll be a little pain with it. It's a little difficult, and it seems like what I'm sensing tonight is that you're good, you're moving forward, you're working with, you know, you're moving with the Lord. God is blessing you, but it's like I'm sensing just a little bit of weariness, a little bit of like you would say, I'm a little tired, you know, just a little bit of weariness, a little bit of tiredness. So Father, I thank you, Lord, for just energizing Sylvia and blessing her and keeping her, Lord, and just bringing encouragement to her heart, Lord, bringing renewal to her body, strength to her body, Father, just an infusion, Lord, of health into her body, Lord, to just bring wholeness. And Father, just that extra oomph. Sometimes we need that little extra oomph, that little added, you know, like people, they take vitamins and they say it gives them that little added extra. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just adding to Sylvia, Lord, for giving her that extra boost, that extra energy, that extra, that added health, that just feels like that extra, the extra. Father, I just thank you for the abundantly above and beyond, but, Lord, that added measure, the extra. I don't know how else to say it other than the extra. So, Father, I just thank you for that, and I bless her and Sylvia in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, we thank you for how faithful you are, Lord, just, Lord, to energize us. Lord, how faithful you are just to give us that extra measure when we really need it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Did that strike a note with you?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. I was lying here resting. I had done some things, and lately I've been feeling a little tired. And that was exactly what's going on.
Thank God knows. He's watching over you, hon. He's watching over all of us, but he knows. But that was instantly what I was picking up in my spirit, was just kind of tired, not still moving forward, still doing good, but tired.
Tired, yes, exactly. Yeah, and I even went as far as getting some of those extra vitamins.
All right. Well, that must be the right thing to do.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you for praying for me tonight. Yeah, that was exactly.
Well, thank you, Jesus. God knows. Our Father knows what we need.
Yeah.
Oh, this computer giving me these little notices. Stop it. But was there anything in particular, honey, you wanted prayer for while I got you?
Oh, no, that's it. And you have a blessed night.
Oh, you too, sweet. You have a blessed night, and I'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye.
All right. 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer doing?
I am getting better every day. Thank you.
Praise God. You have been on my heart, girl. I have prayed for you and your family on and off ever since I talked to you last time. And
your prayers are appreciated, and I know God's answering. I know He is stronger
thank you, Jesus.
Every day. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sound good. How is your mama doing?
She's pulling through. She's home from the hospital on accident, and you know, I know God is doing the work. So we're just waiting for things to be back to normal. But I think it's going to take a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Praise God she's out of the hospital and she's back home. Even being on oxygen, thank the Lord that she's able to, well enough to get back out. So praise the Lord.
Yes.
So there's been a time or two I started to text you and I thought, no, I'm just going to wait till I get to talk to her. And but you have been on my heart quite a bit on and off, and have prayed for you and had just stood in the gap, really. It was like, Lord, I just thank you, God, for doing it. So I was delighted to see your number on here tonight and to get to talk to you, and you see your voice sounds really good and strong.
Yeah, I've been just encouraging myself in the Lord and worshiping, and that always, puts the focus back on Him and not on what you're going through.
Yeah, it does, and worship is just one of the most powerful weapons that we have. Not only does it make the enemy back up, but it also does a work in our hearts. We just get breakthrough. It brings peace. When there's peace in our bodies are able to heal better. But it's just a very powerful weapon. So, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for bringing health and healing to Jennifer and bringing health and healing to her mom and her dad. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you've shown yourself strong, Lord. I can feel the joy of my Lord the joy of the Lord in my stomach, Jennifer, as I started praying for you. The word says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I can feel the joy of the Lord right in the middle of my tummy. But Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, that you've encouraged her, and Lord, you have shown yourself faithful. Lord, you have shown Jennifer, Lord, that you do hear her prayers, and that her prayers are powerful, and her worship is powerful, Lord, and that your ear is tuned to her. God, you've shown yourself faithful. I just see how God, and I know he's done this in life. I mean, I already have enough knowledge about it, so I know this, but I'm really sensing it now, how God is proving to you that he's going to take care of you, that God is proving to you not only that he's taking care of you, but that there is power in your words, that there is power in your prayers, there's power in your praise, that the Spirit of the living God is within you, and God is using you, and he's working through you, and he's making you, he's teaching you more all the time how to believe in the Spirit of God that's within you. And I know that you know that you belong to the Lord and all that, but this is different. This is like believing that the Spirit of God that's within you works, that when you pray, people are healed, that when you speak the word of the Lord over somebody, it's an accurate word. It's a right-on word, that when you lay hands on, I feel the Holy Ghost, that when you lay hands on someone, that you can expect them to recover, because the Spirit of God in you is not a weaker version of God. It's not something that you have to, you don't have to mature the Spirit of God that's within you. We do mature in the Lord as he's teaching us that we can believe that he's there. We don't ever mature to the point that we're not maturing the spirit. The spirit's already mature. What we're maturing is our ways of thinking as we grow in God. All he's doing, he's growing our faith, our ability to see and to realize that he'll work through us. And we all do that. We think, okay, if I have to learn enough of those scriptures that I can quote all these scriptures by heart and maybe this and that, or if I fast enough, Randy said the other night, that he used to, when he wanted to feel more godly, he'd fast a lot, and he almost got addicted to it, and the Lord finally told him to quit. And we get these things of I've got to qualify, I've got to get more, I got to get more degrees in God, so to speak. I've got to get to the point that I qualify enough that I feel like that God will answer my prayers. And And I just sense the Lord, he is showing himself faithful, because it's not about, in one sense it is about us, in another sense it's not about us. We're not, our maturity doesn't determine how God works through us, because a little child can come up and pray for somebody that doesn't even understand the Bible, may not even be old enough to read a Bible and see people healed. That childlike faith. And I just sense God really showing you, and I see him smiling as he's doing it, smiling, showing you that, see, I work through you. You can, because you're trusting me. You're trusting me. You're not trusting what you're not, and I know you've heard these things, but sometimes, and I went through this too, that we're trying to have faith in our own faith. And it's like, that don't really work. You know, I think we all go there as we're trying to grow up in the Lord, as we're trying to obey God, and it's like, okay, if I can just make my faith big enough. But see, our faith is just all in the Lord. And I just sense the Lord, just such a smile on his face and loving you and showing you that I'm going to work through you. I'm going to use you. Your testimony is going to touch so many people. I just, you know, I've seen so many different things with you of counseling, particularly women. God using you, your word, you prophesying over people, singing over people, God using your songs even to change the atmosphere. Whether this, I'm not sure if this is areas that God's going to change the atmosphere over, areas or homes or groups, but not just singing over people, but actually you singing to the Lord in your own home, in your own place, wherever you are, out in the open, even outside, and it literally like changing the atmosphere, like breaking off strongholds. It's like you would see the sky part, see like the atmosphere change. I wish I could draw it for you. I could send you the picture that I'm seeing. But God uses it in a great way, and your confidence really being in that God loves you and that he's answering you, because he's wanted, it's his heart to use you. It's his heart to do wonderful things through you. It's his heart to answer your prayers. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jennifer. Lord, I thank you, Father, that your desire, your heart, your joy, God, is to show yourself strong on her behalf, to show yourself strong for her to see that you're going to use her, and that it's all about your desires and your will, Lord. It's not about if we can do everything perfect. It's not about if we can say a powerful prayer. It's not about if we can memorize the scriptures or if we've prayed in tongues for 3 hours today. Lord, it's just about being obedient and loving you. And that obedience and that love, that pure, honest love for you, it allows you to work through us. And look to your pleasure, your good pleasure, your will, and touch so many. But Father, I thank you for Jennifer, the anointing of her life, Lord, that
thank you, Jesus,
that has many facets to it, many facets to the anointing upon her life. And Lord, I thank you for the confidence that step by step. She's going to see people set free. She's going to see answers in her own life. She's going to see people healed. She's going to see people with emotional and mental issues come into, and it's more emotional. I'm not necessarily talking about retarded or something like that, but when I say mental issues, that they fight. If the devil wars with her mind. People that have the issues really with their mind. I see the Lord using you to pray for people and to counsel with people and to love on people that that diminishes and goes away. With some, it may be instantly, but I think more often than not, that type situation, that it'd be something that gradually that their mind is healed, that their mind gets on track, that their mind gets, they learn how to fight, as the word says, cast down every vain imagination, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that people begin to understand what they're dealing with and what they're fighting with, and they come into a sound mind, which a sound mind is a mind that agrees with God. It agrees with the word and recognizes what's going on. Sometimes it's the enemy. Sometimes it's just people's own vain imagination. So I see the Lord using you with people that have emotional and mind issues. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I bless Jennifer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I receive that word. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. How encouraging.
Yeah.
How encouraging.
God is
and spot on. I mean, over the last week, I have just felt this infusion of his just confidence. I mean, I already had confidence in him, but just just a stronger infusion of just confidence. Like I've just, it's been amazing. Just no worry, no anxiety, nothing. Just peace, just complete peace.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is showing himself strong. He is showing you that he is doing it, and he's going to do it, and you can count on him. I know I rambled on a bit, but sometimes I just do.
Oh,
so praise God.
I
praise the Lord.
I just needed the confirmation. I mean, I love the way the Lord confirmed. You know, it's always encouraging when there's confirmation what he's speaking to you. And I thank him for that tonight, for showing you and for you being able to just verbally express, you know, what you saw or heard in a way that just energizes me and gives actually just more confidence in him. It's just increasing, you know, continually. And I know that's the work of his spirit. So I just thank him. I thank him for that.
God is good. God is good. He's got some awesome things for you, please. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything in particular, too, that you were wanting prayed about before I move on?
I just praise him. I praise him. I'm confident that he's answering all my prayers. And everybody's prayers. I have confidence. Not tonight. I just receive, you know, whatever he wants to give me, whether that's more trouble or, you know, for moving me forward.
Right. He is doing that. And I think we've come into a day and time because we have already entered the end times, honestly, or maybe just have entered it. But I think we're going to see more and more miracles and amazing things, you know. Since where darkness abounds, much more does grace abound. And I think we're going to see some miraculous things that just blows our minds, so to speak, as the days progress here between now and the time of the return of the Lord. So praise God. Well, I am so glad to hear from you tonight, and I'm glad to hear your voice so strong and wonderful news that your mother is out of the hospital, and I will continue to pray for her recovery completely.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been a joy to hear your voice as well.
Thank you.
I consider you, I know I've never seen your face or met you, but I consider you a friend and a dear sister. So I just love to talk to you.
Thank you. Well, you have a blessed week, hon, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you. God bless.
Get a little drink right quick. All righty. Let me move down here. I have to go past my own number. All right, 709-500. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Dastia from Canada.
Oh, hi, Dastia. I haven't talked to you in a good while. It's been so long since I've talked to you, I didn't have your number up close. Well, it is good to hear from you tonight, and I hope you're doing good.
Yes.
I've been hearing a lot of stuff going on in Canada. I don't know if you're still up there or not, but I've had friends up there that have been locked down trying to get back and forth. So I hope that you have been well and have not had any difficulties.
Oh, no.
Good. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Dash, your father. And Lord, I thank you, Father, how that, Lord, that's just almost like I said, that you've been in like the school of the Lord, how that God has really been teaching you how to, the word says he teaches us how to rightly divide the truth. And I see that the Lord, it's like he's been teaching you that you can trust him, but he's also, he's been teaching you how to understand your own comings and goings. You know, we have to, you know, for me personally, I mean, all of us, we have to self-inspect. We have to not just self-inspect, but sometimes we have to analyze kind of like, okay, what am I doing or where am I headed? And is God in on this? You know, is this what God told me to do? Am I trying to run ahead of the Lord? Is this a plan that I have developed in my own mind? And then I've asked God to bless it. And it just seems like that I can see that God has been teaching you how to maneuver. That may be an odd way of saying it, but that's what I see. Like God has been teaching you how to maneuver. He's been teaching you how to, if you get out of step, if things are not coming together for you, if you get out of step, how to pull back and go before the Lord. Because really, that's the only way any of us do. That's the only way any of us move forward, is to consistently and constantly, God, show me what I'm supposed to do. God, show me what to do. And, you know, and I do too. I mean, I have to watch that I don't start getting my own plans going and get ahead of the Lord and then go, wait a minute, did God really tell me to do that? And sometimes I just have to back up and say, Lord, and I did this before our property showed up. We had been looking so long. I finally had told the Lord this summer, I told him, I said, God, you know, if you want us just to stay here, even though I had many words for years that the Lord was going to move us. So I knew that had been his plan. But, you know, I think sometimes the Lord just wants us to surrender, you know, that we say, you know what, God? You know, and I did. I said, Lord, if you want us to stay here where we're at, I will be just fine with that, Lord. If I am where that you want me, then I will be okay. And, you know, it wasn't long then after I told the Lord that suddenly our property that God has for us came forth. You know, and I thank the Lord that he really likes for us to come to that point that we're just like, Lord, you know, if you want me to move forward, if you want me to take a different job, if you want me to even stay here, maybe this is not the best job right now, but if you want me to stay here till I have fulfilled whatever I need to or met whoever I need to or whatever the case, even though this is not what you've said over me, Lord, I'll do that until you tell me to move, until you tell me to do something different, you know. And all the time that I had prayed to the Lord, I told him, I said, now, God, I know what you've said over me. You know, you have talked about us moving. I've had prophetic words time and time and time again. And I said, Lord, that's not coming together right now. Or it doesn't seem to be. I don't know what else to do. And I said, God, you know, we'll stay right here if that's what you want. And, Lord, I'll be happy. I'll be happy wherever you want me. I'll be happy. And, you know, I just, you know, I know, you know, I mean, I've talked to you enough times in the past to know there's been some confusion, and you've kind of been searching and searching for the open doors and the place God wants you. I mean, I'm aware of that in the natural because of the prayers. And but I also sense that God in all of this, that he's also been teaching you how to rely on him completely, when frustration wants to come in and we're like, you know, I mean, because, I mean, we all go through that. The frustration comes in of, I'm wanting to move forward and I don't know what to do next, Lord, in the direction. Where do I need to go from here? just that childlikeness of that we kind of just give up to God. We don't give up, but we give up to God and just say, Lord, whatever you want. You know, I know this is not what you've said, Lord, but if this is where you want me for now, that's fine. Lord, wherever you want me, whatever you want me to do. Lord, if you want me to go a completely different direction. But, it's a little hard for me to describe, but I just sense the Lord has been working with your heart, and he's been through the frustration, through the not knowing. He's been teaching you how to maneuver. He's been teaching you how to wait. But yet, see through this, he's continued to encourage you because you know that God has marked you for blessing. You know that God has called you to large things. I know that. I've heard God enough times about you to know God has called you to some great, wonderful things, that he's given you an exceptional mind, that you're exceptionally intelligent. You have the ability to problem solve. You have the ability to learn easily. I sense in my heart that you have the ability to even to show this to others, which would probably almost be like a teaching gift, because that's when someone knows something and they're able to easily relate it to someone else, that's an ability to teach. And I don't know if I've never personally said a teaching gift over you. That's the first time I've ever said that. I don't know if anyone else has ever said that to you before or not. But you have that ability. You have that. And you know that God has called you, the Lord has called you to abundance. So, but in the process, it's that giving up to him. It's that process of God, I trust you, God. I will run. I will stand still. I will walk slowly. I will go wherever you want. And truly mean it. And many times God's just waiting for us to get to that point to where we're like, Lord, whatever you want. I know what you've said, but God, whatever you want. And many times that's when the doors do fly open. That's when the answers come. You know, when we just rely on the Lord with everything within us and let him do it his way, do it in his timing, and have his way. And I know, I sense that your heart is to obey God and to be where he wants you to be. I sense that. But we have to relinquish to let him do it exactly the way he wants to do it. That's always the best way. You know, even if we tweak it a little bit, sometimes we don't get the measure of blessing that we would have if we're even trying to make it happen even a little bit or maybe push it. So, Father, I just thank you for Dashiell, Lord. I thank you for all that you have called him to. Lord, I thank you for the wonderful mind you've given him. Father, I thank you for the ability to relate those things. And, Father, I thank you for favor. Lord, I thank you for favor on Dashiell's life. And, Lord, I thank you for speaking to his heart and giving him comfort. Lord, giving him reassurance, Lord, that you will get him there, that you will get him to these places you've called him to, but Lord, also in the direction that he can trust you when things don't look like they've all come together, when things don't, when maybe we have thought they would be fulfilled by now and we're still in that waiting spot. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving him peace and giving him assurance. And, Lord, that rest that, you know what, I'm still in the process, but it's all good. And God's going to get me there because he's faithful. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Dashiell. I speak protection over him. Lord, protection over his peace, protection over his body, protection over his finances, Lord. Just protection over him in every way and everywhere he goes. And, Lord, may the favor of God open the doors before him. And give him, Lord, give him the exception, Lord, that he gets to be the exception, accepted in the exception in new places. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Did you have anything you wanted to share tonight? Or?
No. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling, and it was good to hear from you.
Thank you.
My mouth keeps getting so dry. All right. Let's see here. 919-426. I believe this is Miss Destiny.
Yes, this is Destiny from North Carolina.
Okay, I barely can. Let me turn my phone up, make sure I'm not hearing you very good. All right, well, it's good to hear from you, sweetie. Thank you for waiting so long, too. Father, I thank you for Destiny. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the sweetness that's in her heart. Lord, I thank you, Father, that I'm hearing that little song that they would say, or I don't know if it's a song, that little saying, sugar and spice and everything nice, that you have a sweetness, but you have the spicy too, that you have, you're that wonderful mixture of spunky, you've got some fire in your heart, but you also have a kindness to you. You have a kindness and a compassion to your heart. But I also sense that you have that fieriness and that spice to you, that God is able to use you in more than one area. God, that fire of God. See, that's so like Jesus. Jesus was, he was the most compassionate, the most loving, the most kind individual that ever lived. But he had authority, girl. He had that, the fire of God was absolutely in Jesus. And just like when he went in there and he turned the tables over and you know, just like you're not going to make a thieves' den out of my Father's house. I mean, he had strength in him, and he had the fire of God in him and the power of God, you know, in him. But yet he could be so, and was, so compassionate and so kind, and then even the little children loved him and would come play with him and wanted to be in his lap and stuff. Just that perfect mixture of the fire of God and like the fragrance of God, the healing balm of Gilead and that. And I see that in you, sweetie, that you possess both, and God is going to use both. You're not locked in a box. It's not always gonna be roses and candy kisses, and it's not always gonna be fire and brimstone. But God has put it within you that I can see you standing, and loudly speaking with authority the words of the Lord, and like coming against the powers of hell with authority of the Lord. But I also see you, and in this case, it's like I see you with an elderly person, and you're so kind and so sweet and so compassionate, like being a helping hand to this person. And I don't know if that's a specific person or not. I think it probably more just represents God using you in both those areas to be the lion and the lamb. Both the spirit of the lion and the spirit of the lamb, both within you. So, Father, I thank you for Destiny, Lord, that you've given her a freedom, God. She's not in a box, Lord. She will never be. I don't see you ever being in a box in that way. And I will go on to say, don't ever let anybody try to put you in a box of say, okay, this is your calling just to do this little thing, this spot right here. This is you. No, don't let anybody put those kind of clothes on you. God is going to use you in more than one area, and you have the spirit of the lion, the lioness, but you also have the lamb. And God is going to use you in both areas. I see you like excelling both ways, you pleasing God in both areas, and being comfortable in both areas. So don't ever hold back when you feel that boldness of God and God puts something in your mouth, the words of the Lord in your mouth, or to pray, to prophesy, boldly do it, because God has put that within you. And I know in my heart, you know, I just sense that you have already served God in the ways of compassion and kindness and sweetness and those sorts of things. But I very much see both in you. And that is so like our Jesus, so like our Heavenly Father. And you're a daughter of the King. You're of His bloodline. You're of His DNA. So, Father, Lord, I just thank you for all that you call destiny to, Lord, that she has a calling, God, to reach across the line. She has a calling, Lord, that will take her from one end of the spectrum to the other, and she will do it well. She will do it well. And, Lord, I just thank you for blessing her life. Father, thank you for giving her direction. Seem like I'm hearing the word school. I don't know exactly what that has to do with. If there's something, a question with you or someone else that someone else that's in your life about school, some questions about school. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing answers to that, whatever that's about. And, Lord, I thank you for provision. And, Lord, I thank you for boldness. Lord, I thank you for boldness in Destiny's life. And, Lord, I thank you for the confidence, for her having the confidence, Lord, that you will meet every need and that you will supply everything that she needs, Lord, for her life and for her journey in God, Lord, that you will supply and that she will not have to worry about that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Is there anything going on you wanted to share with us or anything specific that you were wanting to tell or have prayer for?
I didn't have anything specific. I did hear there you mentioned something about school. I am currently in my last year of college next year. Well, going into last year, next year will be my last year there. But as far as, like, questions and things, I didn't really have any questions. I did think about possibly pursuing maybe, you know, something further. But as it is, I'm just honestly ready to get through this next year to be have a break from that. But everything else you said was just directly on point.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know if what I was saying that was a question about what to do, or if it was a financial matter or something like that. But God knows, and thank you for confirming that. So praise God. All right. Well, was there anything else that you wanted to pray about while I've got you?
You touched over everything, so I do not have anything else. Thank you.
Okay. Well. Thank you for calling in. I hate the connection's a little bit weak, but thank you for calling in and thank you for waiting. And if I don't talk to you again, you have a blessed Christmas, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you have a good week, and I will talk to you later. All righty. 202-722, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nicole, and I'm from Washington, D.C.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Hey.
I've got two or three numbers here that I haven't seen lately, and even though I've talked to you before, probably the number's buried so deep back there I hadn't seen it. Well... It's good to talk to you, and I hope you're doing good up there. Hope y'all missed. I don't know that y'all had any storms your way, but I hope that you missed all of the storms.
We missed all the storms. Amen.
Wonderful. That's good. Praise God. Well, let's pray for you. My numbers are moving around here. Anyhow, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Nicole. And God, I thank you, God, that... Lord, you called her as the head and not the tail. It's like I can see you I'm hearing the word spokesperson is the word I'm hearing. But I saw first before I heard, and it was like I could see you. It was almost like a picture. It was like I could see you like in front of a group of people. And like the Lord, that's in just the head and not the tail. That God has called you to be, he's called you to the forefront. The Lord has called you to the forefront. That can be in favor. It could be, that can be literal, that God actually has you speak to people, whether, and I have no idea if that's in meetings, in classes, if, or in the position of like management, leadership on the job, management position, stuff where that you have people below you you're speaking to. But I just saw it like almost like a picture, and then people like you up front, you up front, and then people below you. God called you as the head, not the tail. But I saw it like you almost as a spokesperson to other people in whatever realm that is. I have no idea. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you hearing the word communicate. Lord, I thank you that you have given Nicole the ability to communicate. She has an ability, Lord, to communicate with other people in a way that not only they grasp and understand, but they don't feel like they're being talked down to. That she has a way to communicate with people, Lord, that makes people comfortable with her, that makes people accepting of her, accepting of even the things she has to say, whether that's instruction, whether that's actually in a teaching type setting. But I see that you're able to communicate with people, and people, you know, you can know everything. It doesn't matter how much knowledge someone has. If they don't have the ability to communicate it well, people will not receive. They will not receive from them. And I see in your life, God's given you like a gift. We all have natural talents, and we can learn, certainly learn, but this is like a God-given gift in your life. Be able to communicate with other people and do it well. Do it in a way that people will receive, that people will grasp, that people will understand, but that they will receive. You know, that's the whole thing in teaching or communicating anything, is will they receive from the one? You know, will they be offended? Will they understand it? All of that, but will they receive? So, Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, for this gifting. I thank you for this special talent and gifting that's in Nicole's life. And, Father, I thank you for establishing her more and more in that. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the favor of God that's on her life. Lord, I thank you for the blessing of God that's on her life. Lord, I thank you for that, for the blessing of God that's on Nicole's life. I just, it's like I'm picking up Nicole like a good life, a life lived well, a good life. And I have no idea what kind of life you have now. I know nothing about you job-wise, or I've ever heard it, I don't recall it, but a good life. I don't know how to say it without getting to a lot of specifics. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in Nicole's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for calling her as the head, not the tail, and above and not beneath, blessed and not cursed. But, Lord, I thank you for that favor and recognition. Lord, honor and recognition in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. I am so curious about this.
Amen. Amen. I am. So by training, I'm a research scientist, but I've worked in teaching at some local colleges and universities, and so I've been in the field working as a research scientist for the most part for the last 7 years, and then in January I started working part-time at a local university, and then I transitioned to teaching full-time at a local college in August.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
so that's exactly right. I do give a lot of instruction.
I was just so curious as I went. It was like, because I kept seeing the same stuff over and over about all that, and it was just a good life and all that. And praise God.
I praise God. Yes, it's just right on. It's amazing, so encouraging. Thank you for praying with me and for that word. When my husband passed away in spring of 2020, it was just so hard. And I've been so blessed with PGN and with you and Angela Joy and Terrence and Tanisha and, of course, Pastor Randy. And so to hear that word, a good life, I'm like, yes, Lord, I receive it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I mean, I loved Angela Joy and Terrence and Tanisha, and I'm like all the rest of y'all. I call in on their programs once in a while, too. I love listening to them, and I love being ministered to by them. And us, and of course, Randy's like family. I mean, he's just like family to me. Known him for many, many years. So, well, that's awesome. Well, sweetie, do you have anything in particular that you want prayer about? I did not know about your husband, and I can't imagine how hard that would be. I can't imagine. But I know God is saying a good life.
Yes. And you know, God has been restoring me and healing my heart. And I receive it. I'm in a posture to receive it. I'm walking that out. And everything that you said was just what is happening. And you said some things that haven't happened yet with, like, the recognition and some other things, but I receive it. Yes, Lord, yeah. Do it. Have your way. Have your way.
Absolutely. The favor of God, of course, obedience too, but the favor of God, it will tend to put a spotlight on you. So thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Well, so did you want a prayer about anything in particular?
Yes. Would you pray for my mom, Alice Teresa?
Okay. Sure. Father, I thank you for Alice, and Father, I just thank you, Lord, for touching her heart, Lord, for healing her heart. It seems like I sense a hurt. I don't know if that's a natural or I don't know if that's a physical or an emotional wound, but it's like I sense a hurt. It seems like. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just touching Alice, Lord, and bringing healing, Father, bringing encouragement, Lord, for bringing strength into her. Lord, I thank you even for strengthening her legs, Lord, for strengthening her legs, for strengthening her body. And, Lord, I thank you for new outlook, Lord, for brighter light. Sometimes if we can get focused is when we got things going on, we get focused on. I've been here. We can get focused on our own life or maybe things that haven't come to pass, things that are lacking, things that are going on, whether it's health issues, just whatever. And it can sometimes the Lord wants to lift our head and look out and beyond, because we can get turned inward some. And that's, you know, that's kind of a natural thing. I mean, it's just a natural thing. It can be even just busyness of things going on that we get turned inward. And it's just like I sense God lifting her head to look out and beyond. The Lord did that with me one time several years ago. And it took him a while to get me there because there was so much going on. I got kind of turned in, just focused in, because there's, and sometimes there's so many things going on, you feel like you can't help that. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for lifting Alice's head and, Lord, giving her a view beyond, Lord, what's around her right at this moment. And, Lord, I thank you for joy. Father, I thank you for true friendships. Lord, I thank you, Father, for just bringing some healing in some areas. And well, whatever that is, like I said, the first thing when I first started to pray, it was like I saw her with her head bowed over some and her hand kind of on her heart. her hand kind of on her heart. So I don't know if that's a physical something or if that's an emotional something. I don't know. But that's the way I saw her when I first started to pray, was kind of with her hand on her heart, with her head down a little bit. But then I just saw the Lord, like, lifting her head, you know, and looking out and beyond whatever's going on in life right now. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for encouragement. Father, I thank you for healing. And, Lord, I thank you for even good friends. Lord, I thank you for good friends and people. Sometimes we're to surround ourselves with people that know how to laugh and know how to have fun can make all the difference in the world. And sometimes
Amen.
Those kind of people can be hard to find. They can be hard to find. Just, you know, with things going on in the world today, a lot of people think, well, there's a lot of grumpy people around. But it can make all the difference being around people that are happy and people that are busy doing fun stuff. It can be life-changing, quite honestly. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Alice's life. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she has a sweet daughter that prays for her and loves her and cares about her. So in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, how is your mom?
I think she's having a tough time. She lost her mom about 10 years ago, but I just think never really fully recovered from it, and then lost a brother in the last year, and had lost her dad many years ago. But
yeah, I understand. You know, particularly at Christmas. I mean, I have a little. I do that a little bit too. My sister died on Christmas Eve.
Oh wow! I'm so sorry.
Seven. I think this year will be 7 years ago. So those those. Those times, they can be hard. They can be a little hard, you know. So I understand that totally. So, but anyhow, that's when I first started to pray for her, that was the first thing I saw, was her hand kind of on her heart and her head bowed. You know, I didn't know if it was physical, even though it felt like it was probably more emotional. But anyhow, thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for touching her.
Amen.
Well, is there anything else before I move on, or anything you wanted to share?
I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. And you have a beautiful week, and if I don't talk to you again, you have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. That's 754-240. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Donald and Tanya from Florida.
Okay. I thought that was your number. I didn't remember for sure. Okay. Well, good to hear from y'all, and hope you're doing good.
Yes, we're doing great.
How's that new baby doing?
Oh, good. No sleep. He's doing fine. We're just not getting any sleep.
Yeah, that won't last long, hopefully. Hopefully it won't last too many months.
Exactly.
And good.
That's what I keep telling myself. This too shall pass. It's just the season now.
Right. What a treasure, though. Well, as a father, I thank you, Lord, for Donald and Tanya. And I immediately hear, I call you faithful. I call you faithful. Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, we know that you are faithful, but, Lord, we are so pleased. And, Lord, we're so thankful when you call us faithful, Lord. And, Father, everything that, every attribute that is you, Lord, those things you've put in our heart, Father. Lord, those attributes of Christ, Lord, when we were bought by the Lord, when we were purchased by the Lord, Father, the word calls it the fruit of Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for developing those in Donald and Tanya and all of us, Lord. Father, the gifting of God, the gifts of the Lord, the gift of the Spirit, they are wonderful and awesome. But Lord, if they're not also paired with and coupled with the fruit of the Spirit too, then Lord, that's for the preciousness really is. It is in the fruit of the Spirit here, the love and joy and meekness and kindness and meekness. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that in that, Tanya, I do sense you guys have that. But I sense the Lord really showing y'all the power of the two united, the power of how the two work together, the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, that it's like exponentially more powerful as all of those work together. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for letting them be an example to others. Lord, that they're going to be the example to others in numerous ways, Lord, in the finances and in leadership and in integrity. Lord, they're going to be an example to others, Lord, in the way of kindness and loving the brothers and sisters, Lord, of how to run a business, how to do business, how to do life with integrity. Because so many think that in order to be successful, that they've got to be a villain. You know, they've got to be like Snidely Whiplash, which you may not be old enough to remember him. But that way of like wily, you know, some people think to be successful, they have to be wily, conniving and wily, however you want to say it. But see, that's not God's way of being successful, and that's not God's way. And y'all know that. But you're going to show others. You're going to be an example so that others can see that, you know what, you can be godly and you can be honest and you can be upfront and you can work hard and you can be good to employees. You can be good to those around you. You can have the love of God. You can be not only compassionate, but you can be a giver. You can be one that goes the extra mile even when it comes to giving and when it comes to being good with employees and all of that sort of thing, you know, raises that you can do all of that and still be successful and still have abundance because it's the blessing of God. It's doing things God's way. And see, the world as a whole, they don't see it like that. The world as a whole, they'll think, well, you've got to be more conniving. You've got to be more wily than the next guy, you know. But the wisdom of God is not the wisdom of man. The wisdom of God is like the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit, God, he'll show you things before they happen. You know, just like what the Lord does with Randy, and has told him at times about how the market was going to change and things like that. When it comes to other things, the Lord may show you that, okay, this building's going to come available, and if you'll wait, it's going to bring a better price. Or maybe this one's available over here, but God's going to say, there's going to be problems behind that place. Don't buy that. Don't rent that. Don't go there. And the wisdom of God will put you in the best place at the best time, with the best deal, with the best people that are the right ones. Because, see, things in the open, many times things are hidden. Good things and bad things many times can be hidden for a season. And without the wisdom of God, we don't always see that, you know, but God knows. And because of the Spirit of God, the gifts of God, the gift of discernment, the gift of wisdom and discernment and all of those things, you know, words of the Lord, even that you hear God's voice, those things will direct your path so that you get the best deals, you get the best place, you get the best people. But in all of this also, you're developing a testimony. We'll develop a testimony and we'll also show other people that, you know what, you can be on the up and up, you can be honest, you can be forthright. You can be generous. You can be kind and still be very successful because of the blessing of God and because of putting all of the nature of God into everything that you do. Without, the word says that the wisdom of God. I'd have to look the scripture up. And the wisdom of God, it's like enmity. It goes against the thinking of man. Put it in my own words there. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for how you're developing Donald and Tanya, and Lord, how that you have set them aside, God. You have set them aside as your own. They're not going to get to do things as in the usual way. It's not going to be the same old with them, Lord, because you've called them with a special calling. God, you've put a special blessing upon their life. But they're going to be called, Lord. They are called to do things in a different way. They're going to be a light that's set on a hill. Or they're going to have blessing that's going to make other people's eyes roll some. But the way they do it is going to make their eyes roll even bigger. Because it'd be like, how do you do that and be blessed like you are? We didn't think you could do it like that. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you have set them apart. You have set them apart. They're not going to get to do it the way everybody else does it. You've set them apart. And, Lord, the blessing of God and the light of God and the love of God is going to show through them. And, Lord, people are going to see the love of God on their lives through what they do, through the business, through what they do, through the things that go around them. People are going to know. They're going to know that they're loved by God, that they're blessed by the Lord. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you. And, Lord, we look forward to seeing it and hearing about it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's a good word, girl.
Yes.
That's good.
If it's
good.
Not
thank
God's
you.
Way, we don't want it.
Right. But, you know, the world just doesn't
always been
anything.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The world doesn't,
no,
you know, that kind of stuff mind boggles them. They don't always understand
exactly.
That it's, you know.
Yes.
But God gets the glory.
Yes.
I mean, God gets the glory in all of that. And it's that kind of stuff's just so awesome. I love it. See, God does stuff
Amen.
That makes the rest of the world go, you know, their brain goes tilt. Because
mm-hmm.
God does everything in such a above and beyond it, so that it just, it makes no sense. He does things that make no sense to the natural mind. So praise God. Well, did you have anything in particular you want in prayer for, sweetie?
No, just, you know, financial blessings. We're still waiting on God. I said before this year is over, I'm going to give it one last push. You know, I still believe. I think, you know, Randy been speaking about that too as far as, you know, promises. You know, all you guys, and whenever we talk to you guys, it's always been the same word, and God always been pouring out, you know, words to you guys to bless us. So I'm still mm-hmm. standing on those words, and I don't want to give up. I said, I don't care what it looks like. And I still have
right.
that verse, you know, like Jacob said, I don't want to let go. So just like he told the angel, we don't want to let go till, you know, till God blesses us. And that's what
blesses
me and Donald
us.
Have been saying. So I said, I don't
yeah.
care if it's 20 days left. You know, God is a God of 11:59 p.m., so I don't care if it's December 31st. I'm still going to stand on the word. I'm still going to give it all I got. So we're just praying for, you know, just faith, you know, for my faith to keep increasing, because there's times I do feel like, oh, my God, it's not going to take place, you know, even if it's not going to happen now. I just need God to just give me that strength, that faith to, you know, to boost up my faith to keep going. But we're
mm-hmm.
just praying
mm-hmm.
for mainly just financial blessings. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we know that your word does not return unto you void, Lord, but it accomplishes what you've sent it to do. And, Lord, I know, Lord, I've heard Randy prophesy over Donald and Tanya. And, Father, that you have set them aside. Lord, you have marked them for excellence. You have marked them for blessing. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for strengthening their faith. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for I hear that phrase, propping you up. Lord, that your word, that your spirit, Lord, that even as you told Timothy, that to war with the words that they have gotten, Lord, that they have stood and they have warred. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for even propping them up when they feel like that they don't have the strength, maybe, Lord, Father, to keep moving on and keep believing, Lord, that they will, because you are just like Aaron held up the hands of the arms of Moses, Aaron and her. Lord, that when he became weak in the battle, Lord, that they held his arms up, and Lord, there would continue to be victory. Father, I thank you, Lord, for holding their arms up. Lord, for strengthening their faith. Lord, for just adding to them, Lord, adding to that determination, Lord, that sustaining them in the battle, sustaining them in the wait, Lord, and causing them to know that they know that they know that they know, Lord, that you're coming through, to know that they know, Lord, that you are going to do everything that you've said. And, Father, we just thank you for it. Father, we thank you in advance for everything coming to fruition, coming forth that you have for them. Father, I thank you, Lord, that it's not a small thing that you have called them to. Father, I thank you, Lord, that things that seem big to us are nothing for God. There's nothing hard for the Lord. His arm is not short to save in any way. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just giving them reassurance, Lord, for bringing joy to their heart, for the joy of the Lord is their strength. And, Father, for just causing them to see, Lord, allow them to see, Lord, even I believe it was the last they said, even they said, go look for the cloud, go look for the cloud. I said, I see nothing. And then he come back and said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Lord, let them see even the cloud the size of a man's hand. Because that's when Elijah said, it's the rain is coming. The rain is coming. Gird up your loins, hook up the chariots. And they began to run, and it became a flood. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing forth that cloud that's the size of a man's hand, that they know the flood is on the way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for your prayers.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. You're more than welcome. I'm ready for that cloud the size of a man's hand to come forth for you guys. And you know that you know that you know that the flood that you're Run with God, because you know the flood's coming. So praise God.
Yes. Amen.
Well, y'all have a very Merry Christmas. And it was good talking to you tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, and y'all be blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Good night. Okay, I'm trying to search through. My numbers have moved around. Let's see, 954-580. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. Let me write this down. Right. Good to hear from you tonight. Well, all right. I'm gonna go ahead and pray, since I'm quickly running out of time here. Father, I thank you for Carolyn, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. I just hear joy and sleigh bells. Father, I thank you, Lord, Lord, for the sounds of joy. Lord, I thank you for the sounds of joy, Lord, for Carolyn, Lord, that, Lord, just like when we hear sleigh bells, there's something about the sound of sleigh bells that brings joy to our hearts. It brings that childlike gladness, that feeling of, oh, I just love that. You know I do. But there's something about the sound of sleigh bells that just brings a joy and expectancy, and that era of like innocence when we were a kid, you know, of when we would listen and watch the movies that would have the old movies that would have the sleighs and the horses and the sleigh bell sounds and all the sounds of laughter and the happy ending and the gifts and things, you know, the Christmas movies that would have all of that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a new joy into Carolyn's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for an expectancy. Lord, that childlike expectancy of wonderful and new and beautiful things in life. Lord, that fresh breath and that fresh bread, Lord, from God. Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for fulfilling her desires, God, but that those weights, you know, as an adult, sometimes we carry weights that really are not ours to carry. You know, the Lord says cast every care upon him, for he cares for us. But that part of, and some people say, oh, I'm adulting. You know, I'm adulting. I don't know who ever come up with that, but it's kind of silly. But sometimes God wants us to spend less time adulting and more time in the joys that like a child has, that innocence of just trusting God, resting in God, and even daydreaming. You know, those daydreams of the Lord, those daydreams that are daydreams of God, of sometimes letting our mind just, you know, to dream big. You know, as a kid, when we're kids, we don't know how to factor in all of the finances of this and that. And, you know, as an adult, we will tend to limit our dreams because we'll think, well, I'm such and such old and I only make such and such money and I live in such and such area. And, you know, we put caps on our dreams as adults. But see, as a kid, we don't do that. As a kid, we'll dream big and we'll think big. You know, it's like, I'm going to go to the moon, or I'm going to be the first woman president, or I'm going to own, you know, a huge ranch with horses and cats. You know, we'll dream big, or I'm going to visit all these places. You know, it's different. But as an adult, we tend to rationalize things more. And we put all of our head knowledge in there with our dreams. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for Lord, just lifting some of that adult care, some of that way of thinking off of Carolyn, Lord, and letting her, helping her to dream big. Because, see, God dreams big. God, the dreams that God has for us, they're big things. That's the way God thinks. I truly think that the heart of a child, when he tells us to have a childlike faith, it's that ability to like not put all of those, some people would say in a box, but I would say not to put all of those rationalizations on our dreams. And I just sense God like breathing fresh wind into your dreams, fresh ability to see beyond what you've seen before, that childlike glee and joy, just like when we're little kids and watch the movies with the sleigh bells and the reindeer and all of those kind of things that just brings joy and lightness and that ability to believe beyond what we know in the natural. I hope I'm making sense to you here, trying to explain.
Yes, thank you.
The stuff of letting God take your ability to believe and your ability to dream beyond your natural head knowledge of those restrictions that we tend, those things that we may say, okay, these are facts and they seem like restrictions or are restrictions in the sense of that we believe them. And it's really about great faith. You know, when you boil it all down, it's about great faith of letting those restrictions go and say, you know what, I'm going to believe out here in this beautiful realm because I serve a big, beautiful God. And God loves that. God loves that when we go there with our heart and we let him take us to a realm that's beyond the making sense, or beyond the figuring out, or beyond the restrictions of adulting. So, Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Carolyn in that way, and, Lord, putting that childlike faith in her, Lord, to see beyond, to see beyond adult stuff, Lord, the restrictions, and just to believe with that childlike way, that gleeful way, that just embracing, Lord, of, you know what, this is all possible. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping her and loving her and blessing her and bringing that refreshing wind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It does resonate.
Well, I hope that the way I was seeing it was beautiful. I hope that's encouragement to her. And I just looked at it. It gave me the notice of you better sign this thing off. So I'm sorry. I am totally out of time, but I'm glad that I got to at least pray for you right quick. And I hope you have a beautiful week and a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. I am out of time tonight. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to everybody tonight. But if I don't talk to you next week, I want to say you guys all have a beautiful and a wonderful Christmas and a blessed new year. And know that I love you and appreciate you so very much. And it's an honor to get to pray with each and every one of you. So good night. Be blessed. And I will talk to you next week.